Hi, my name's Tom Ficca, sober, December 20th, 1999. I came into Alcoholics Anonymous with a bag of clothes and pretty hopeless. I remember walking into a meeting, a 5 o'clock meeting, Miracle Hall, and I didn't fit in. I didn't want to be there, but I didn't have anywhere else to go. It was the last house on the block for me. I didn't have anywhere else to turn to go, to a mom, a dad, any of that. And so I sat in that meeting and a guy said, "When was the last time you ate?" And I remember him getting me a cup of soup and a cup of coffee that I couldn't hold on to. I was shaking so bad. As a daily drinker, what I can tell you is the stories that I heard in the next 30 days were pretty horrific. And I heard my story and many different people sharing. Then I started getting involved. I said, okay, I'm going to try this. And I don't know why I said that. Maybe it was because I was at the bottom. And I said, I'm going to give this a whirl. And so then I followed some instructions. One of them was, is I found a sponsor and I started going through the steps. And I'm truly grateful for that Miracle Hall meeting. I made that my home group. I got involved. I remember the old timers sitting on the wall. And I remember I felt like they were talking at me all the time. And all they were doing was telling their story. I understand that today. One of the biggest gifts that I have gotten is I have gotten sober with a lot of long-term sobriety. You know, I spent a lot of time getting involved in service, unity, and recovery, and I didn't know what any of that was. I got involved with picnics. I remember Seattle Intergroup picnic one time where District 32, and we were really big back then. And I remember running around in cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and shorts playing baseball, because that was all I had. I didn't have any other clothes. I just remember that, you know. But Alcoholics Anonymous taught me a new way of living. And one of the biggest things that I got out of that in the first 5 years is I got to figure out who I was. And I still discover new things today. One of the biggest blessings that I keep thinking back on is that I got the opportunity to be involved with a lot of long-term sobriety. You know, the steps and the traditions. And I went to a lot of book studies. I couldn't read, couldn't write. Today I can read and write. A lot of things that were blocking all of my ability of thinking. Today, due to Alcoholics Anonymous, has changed. For me today, what it's like today, it's one of the most biggest gifts is to work with a new person. And by the grace of God, there go I. I watched one of the guys that I got an opportunity to work with. He had the shakes. And I said, one day that's going to leave. And he said, "Man, I don't know. I've had this all my life." I said, "One day that's going to leave. Just believe that that's going to happen." So every day, wake up and say that I believe one day this is going to happen. And, you know, it's that positive, the magic of Alcoholics Anonymous is in my life today. I live it. It's fun doing meetings and the meeting before the meeting and the meeting after the meeting still today. One of the gifts that I find that's the huge thing is working with others. Getting an opportunity to go share my story wherever I'm asked to go today. Getting the opportunity to grab my sponsor, long-term sobriety, and go do things with him and share stories throughout the years, watching Alcoholics Anonymous grow up around me and being in the middle of it. You know, one day I went to this meeting. It was down in Kent, Washington. It was called the Old Timers Meeting. And I sat in a booth, and there was 100+ years of sobriety. And there was only 4 people in that booth. And I went, wow, one day I might be lucky to get that. Today, it's kind of funny, is now I'm one of the 4 that sit in a booth that add up around 100+ years of sobriety. I never anticipated the day I started on this journey that I would be where I'm at today. And it's truly the gift of Alcoholics Anonymous is I don't have to wake up in the morning and wonder what my day is going to be like. I get involved with people, and people get involved with me, and we get to live our lives. One day at a time, you can achieve what I've achieved, and it's really simple. I live Alcoholics Anonymous, and I also get the opportunity to share it. God bless. I hope you find your journey like I found mine. Each day is a gift, and I will continue to do the journey and be an example of Alcoholics Anonymous one day at a time. Many blessings. Thank you.